రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 10th Canto 17th Chapter.
Sukadeva Goswami, how he was describing in front of Parikrit Maharaj how Kaliya came to Vrindavan. There was a conflict between them, Kaliya and Garuda. And he wanted to describe this incident in front of Parikrit Maharaj. Sometimes we can say accidentally or by providential arrangement, even the fallen souls, disqualified persons, unknowingly, unknowingly, they associate with saintly persons. This is not association, even they want to compete with saintly persons. And by the mercy of such saintly persons, they have chance to meet with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kaliya, out of pride, out of arrogance, he was competed with Garuda. He was not giving his share to Garuda rather. He forcefully took away the offerings arranged for Garuda. And when Garuda came to know these things, he became so furious. He wanted to attack, he wanted to kill Kaliya. When a bearded Buddhist wanted to punish someone, actually for his rectification, for his bright future. And yesterday we are hearing, when by his left wing Garuda attacked Kaliya, then Kaliya understood the position of the Garuda asana, his career of Lord Vishnu. Devotees are powerful. Yesterday we were discussing how devotees are powerful only by mercy from Guru and Gurangas. Maya is very powerful. Whatever qualification we have, whatever ability we have, we should not think this is sufficient for our spiritual life. Always we have to remember that we are under the clutch of Maya. Yes. Maya is so powerful, Prabhupada used to say. She is mad servant of Krishna. She is just following Krishna's instruction constantly. She wants to test the conditioned soul. Even the devotees, she wants to test us, Prabhupada used to say, whether is developing a right attitude to serve Krishna or showing Krishna in front he wants to enjoy. Yes. This is Maya's job. This is Maya's job. Order career of Lord Krishna. Very powerful. Daiviya Saguna Mai Mama Maya Durutvaya Mama Maya. Krishna's Maya. What power we have. Our consciousness, our mind, our intelligence, everything is captured by Maya. Yes. So only we want mercy. To become powerful, sometimes we are preaching, I have to defeat Maya. We can defeat Maya. Maya is Krishna's. When Krishna order, when you achieve Guru Krishna's mercy, by mercy you achieve mercy, Maya just give up you. Maya don't want to create problem now for you. That is Maya's defeat we are saying. This is Maya's defeat. Indirectly this is not Maya's defeat. Yes. And especially Gaur Lila, Maya Devi herself came for prem. Yes. Whole life she was testing only conditioned souls, even devotees, whole life. And she was devotee, Maya is devotee. And she came to test Haridas Thakur. Yes, Maya Dasi Prem Magi Itheki Bismar Sadhu Kripa Nam Bina Prem Na Janma. This is the conclusion. Krishna Askarvaj Goswami mentioning these things in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You see how merciful Gauranga Mahaprabhu, even Maya herself came. And she is begging, give me, I want love. I want love. From a pure devotee like Haridas Thakur. Now, when she was bringing mantra from Haridas Thakur, she mentioned, before I was also initiated by Ram Mantra. I was initiated by Ram Mantra. So that mantra may give me liberation, but I want frame. So if Maya, she had a desire to achieve frame, then why she is creating problem for a devotee? This is creating problem or want to help us, want to test us. She is giving opportunity to realize our position. Yes. Most of the time, due to sensual pleasure, due to our laziness, and due to association, we have no such sufficient, we can say, encouragement. Encouragement, natural spirit is not coming. Inclination is not coming towards seva, towards guru and Gauranga seva. Yes. Today I was reading one conversation of Gurudev. So nice conversation. One devotee is asking Gurudev. In that lecture, whole lecture, Gurudev is saying how to recognize Guru. Gurudev says, you know, if someone is very duplicious, he is very duplicious. And he wants to measure Guru. I want to know Guru. Gurudev is saying, you are not seer. You are seen, to be seen. You are seer. You are not seer. Guru and Krishna, they are seer. So if you want, I am seer, by my intelligence, I know, oh, this person is like that, Guru is like that. Gurudev is saying, you want to measure Guru. That means you don't deserve mercy. This set of devotees, those are in outside, Gurudev is saying, outside they are saying Kripa Karun, outside they are saying give me mercy, but inside they are always wants to measure, what wants to calculate through their intelligence. Gurudev is saying they don't deserve mercy. Yes. They are not qualified persons. Then this devotee is asking, okay, how to achieve mercy? Gurudev is saying, be simple, just simple, with simple hearted, just serve, without duplicity, without dupliciousness. And when Sadhu Guru shower his merciful glance on you, then you can recognize Sadhu Guru. Yes. Then this devotee is asking, whether this is causeless or not. Guru Sangh, this is causeless. Why? When you become simple and when you are serving Guru and Krishna, they remark, oh, he is a very simple guy. He is serving for the pleasure of Krishna. He is a simple devotee. He is a very simple-hearted person. He is serving for Guru and Krishna, trying his best. And this is causeless mercy, Sadhu and Guru's merciful glance. Guru's merciful glance. He is showering his merciful glance onto you. Then this is the way to achieve perfection in spiritual life. Yes. Maya is very powerful. Very powerful. She wants love. She wants prem from, especially from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parampara. She came and begged to Haridas, give me prem. Although I was initiated by Ram Mantra, but now I developed desire to chant Krishna Mantra. Yes. If she is Vaishnavi, then why she is creating problem for us? This is not a problem. She wants to test us. Yes, this is, we can say indirectly, she is helping us to make us more serious. She is helping us to surrender at lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. She is helping. Yes, Maya is creating a problem. When Maya is creating problem, then we are turning our face. Gurudev is saying, unless Maya just give you heavy kick, you cannot turn your face towards Guru and Krishna. This is her blessing. She is Vaishnavi. She is Vaishnavi. Yes. So we are not very powerful. We come from that point. We are not very powerful. So one is very powerful only by blessings from Sadhu and Guru. To achieve mercy, we don't have qualifications. Yes. Bhaktisthan, today I was reading one article of his best pujas day. He was just mentioning that statement, so nice statement. So when someone is praying means he is a needy person, and he was always in, how can I say, in lower position, therefore he is praying. When we are using this word praying, means we are in lower position. So unless we become humble, unless we feel ourselves fallen, we cannot pray. And when that day will come, we can feel ourselves fallen. False ego mind is not allowing us to think our own constitutional position, how fallen we are, not allowing. And when someone realizes these things, I am fallen. Jagata vichare kichu nahi bhai, tumar karuna sa. Yes. I have no qualification. Only your mercy is my qualification. Those are fortunate devotees, we can say, fortunate souls. They come to this conclusion. Only fortunates. Enough, if you have enough sukruti from past life, then you can come to this conclusion. One conclusion. Jagyata vichare kichu nahi bhai, tumar karuna sa. Guru's mercy is everything, the essence of my life. Whatever qualification I have, that is nothing. I want mercy from my Guru. And I don't have any qualifications. And what qualification I have? All these are material qualifications. Yes. Now we are beggar of mercy. But that does not happen to common devotees. No. This false ego, like yesterday we were discussing the false ego, for a general devotee, for a conditioned soul, I cannot say general devotee, for a conditioned soul, false ego is his property. We think, this is my property, what I am thinking, I am a brahmachari, I am a grihastha, I am like that, I am like that. It's his property. How can he give up these things? And here, like Garuda is now finishing Kaliya, now he is realizing. Yes, if someone is fortunate, Gurudev used to say, if sadhu and guru not punish you, you cannot realize Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy, and your position. And you cannot pray also. And punishment, it does not mean you want to smash you. Yes. This punishment is with mercy. For your rectification, for your realization. Yes. That is up to you. If you accept it from as a principle, you understand? You should accept the punishment as a principle. This is principle of Bhakti Yogas, Sadhu Guru's punishment. Yes, when punishment is coming, you accept it gladly. Then there is, you can say, there is a very bright future for you. And when you are not allowing all these things, why this is happening? Why this punishment does not mean you don't think. Punishment means sometimes Guru will punish you. This is good. Even Guru not punish you, if Guru displeases with you, you will face all sorts of problems. You understand? This is also punishment. Today he was saying, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, I was just reading from this commentary, as from this, from his Best Puja article. He was speaking personally. Best Puja is not for one day, he is saying. And we are living, we are living whole year on the strength of not one day. You understand? Like Vyas Puja day, we are worshipping Guru Puja. And on that strength, we are not leading our life for a whole year. See, this is important. We are attending Vyas Puja. But for us, every year, every month, every day, but every moment. This is Guru Puja, I say. And when someone forgot our Guru Krishna, when someone forgot Guru and Krishna, or Guru and Krishna, they displeased with someone. Then what happened? See, your desires, material desires, is just attacking you, hunting you from all sides. You see, you are like a helpless, helpless person without protector. He's saying that. That is also punishment. When Sadhu Guru is not pleased with you, all these things are coming from all sides. So many desires, material desires, other problems is just attacking you. Yes. And now you are like a person of no protector. Yes. Therefore is saying, therefore we are worshipping Guru, therefore we are worshipping Guru Puja, Vyas Puja. So by his merciful glance, we can save ourselves. Yes. You know, in flight like they are saying, safe journey. What is safe journey? You see, remark, in pilot is sometimes saying, safe journey. Who can say like that? He has such confidence, he is saying, let's safe journey. But he don't know what will happen. Yes. Signal coming, safe journey. Guru Krishna, this is safe journey. When Guru Krishna just saw his mercy. Safe journey. And whatever problem will come, this is not very harmful for you. These problems are blessing for you. And with all these problems, you feel a new experience in your life. All these problems actually is indirectly blessing for you. More you will develop faith towards Guru and Krishna, more you pray, more you feel different experience, self-realizations. Yes. Because when all these problems will come, you will pray more. When you pray more, and you can realize how Guru and Krishna is helping you. Yes. There are protectors who cannot compete with them. You cannot compete with them. Yes. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur saying, who is your protector? Only Guru and Krishna is your protector. And Guru and Krishna is the only protector in this material world. And you are not serving. Rather, you are starving. I don't say starving. Starving from back. You say, you are starving to real friend from back. You say, oh, such a bad karma. What you are doing? Very few souls, they understand the nature of pure devotees, sadhu and gurus. And when they molded their life, mold their life. English is not good, sometimes you have to help. Mold their life. With this attitude, sadhu and guru is my life. They are my only hope. They mold their life. With this attitude, with these dealings, with these thoughts, their future is bright. That is strength, real strength of our life. We can't compete with them. It's like earlier. The angry son of Tarkhyas moved with overwhelming speedy and repelling Kaliya's attack. That terribly powerful carrier of Lord Madhusudana struck the son of Kadru with his left wing, which shone like gold. Suparna pakhya vihata kalyovati vabihalam radam vivesa kalindyas tadgamyam durasadam. Beaten by Garuda's wing, Kaliya was extremely distraught, and thus he took shelter of a lake adjacent to the river Jamuna. Garuda could not enter this lake. Indeed, he could not even approach it. Yes. Beaten by Garuda's wing, then he came to know. Kaliya now came to know. Always we are thinking we are powerful. We are powerful. Always a conditioned soul's nature. Even we are devotees, sometimes we think, I'm like that. We never saw pure devotees. Therefore we are saying I am pure devotees. We are pure devotees also, like we are great devotees in the front of the general mass. We are great in front of general mass. But our real position, even we are not tossed at the lotus feet of such acharyas. How they are always How can you say in English? Emerging? Merging? Or emerging? Just emerged, yes. How they are emerged always. In Melo, always. You know this word is there in Goswami Astakam, Sara Goswami Astakam. Radha Krishna Mattalako Bhajananandena Mattaliko. Yes. When they are performing Radha Krishna's bhajan, they are immersed. Yes. Bihalai. Sometimes bihala, how can you say in English? I don't know. Bihala means like a small child without mother. I can't say. Like my mother, she's crying. Tear is coming and feeling my mother is not there. Like that. Bihala. My mother is not there. Where is my mother? When she will come? Yes. And Goswamis are like that. Although when they are crying like that, their personal deities are there. And we cannot say empowered. We can't use personal Krishna was with them. Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinatha, Giridhari. Every Goswamis, they are personal deities. With them, they came personally, they appeared. But still they are anxious. Yes. Always in anguish. How can I say? Pair up anguish. Yes. Yes, one word is just coming. I hear somewhere anguish, pair up anguish, always. Burning in their heart. Where that level and where we are? Oh, Krishna, very difficult to realize with that position. Pair up anguish. Always. Yes. These are Goswamis, pure devotees. No teach of other desire, teach of other thoughts. No other things. Only Krishna's, Krishna's, Krishna's. And not only Krishna, they are thinking about Krishna, they are always 24 hours thinking about Krishna's pleasure. Have to give pleasure to Krishna. And where we are? Beaten by Garuda swing, Kaliya was extremely distraught. And thus he took shelter of the lake adjoining the river Jamuna. He came to know. Yes, because directly can beat. I'm going to say, yeah. Directly cannot defeat Garuda. And he knows, Garuda, you have power to kill me. So now I have to find out some way where I will stay so that Garuda can't go there. Yes. And this was the history. He came to know. Sukadeva Goswami mentioned Iparikit, he came to know that nearby the Jamuna, there was a lake. Where? What to speak of Jamuna? What to speak of this lake? Even Garuda is unable to go to that area. That Brajmandal, Brajkarst, Brajsavari. That he came to know. However clever you may be, wherever you just go, time is there. Yeah. Time is there. Time is very powerful. Time, super soul, and your karma phala. There is always in one, I can say, parallel line. You understand? Three things like parallel. Yes. Time and your karma phala, your past karmic reaction is there, and whether you will get happiness or distress, super soul is there, is the witness. He's just ordering time. Time, this is not time. He's ordering to time. Time, this is not time. For his happiness, for his distress. Three things are parallel. Super soul, time, and your karma phala, your past karmas. Wherever you go. Yeah, yesterday I was reading something. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur saying, okay, you are changing place, you want to change your place. You want to go somewhere. You just go anywhere. Where you want, you may go. But be careful. You are with your habits. You are with your same thoughts, same ideas. And you are with your mind. Yes. Gurudev used to say certain things. Wherever you just go, you are always carrying your wicked mind. Your wicked mind is with you. Don't think you, if you change the place, then you can do nice vajra. No. Association is important. Wherever you just may, you may go. Try to find out the way how to control this wicked mind. And wicked mind want higher command. Where I can find higher commands, higher associations, and spiritual nourishment, higher taste, so that the stubborn mind, wicked mind, only I will become peaceful. Otherwise, there is no hope. But Kaliya don't know these things. He found out by some source, okay. By Saubari's cars, Garuda can't enter to, yes, the boundaries of Vrindavan. So this is the safety place. He don't know this was the most dangerous place. Most dangerous place for you. Don't go there. But actually, this was Krishna's arrangement. At least he can. He stay for many yugas. But lastly, achieve. Yes. And many sandal persons saying, how can I say, Utprakhyas, comments about Kaliya. Because he was residing in Dham, although his nature was different, but he was residing in the Dham. They have no love, was not out saving, was not doing anything, but still you see how he achieved. What is it? Yes. But be careful. He was also, his wives are also pure devotees. Yes. From many sides, acharyas are giving different conclusions, different tests of all these leelas. So, Garuda could not enter to this lake. Indeed, he could not even approach it. So now he is narrating the story.
Tatrekadajalacharam garuda bhakyam ipsitam nibaritam saubarinam prasayam kyudito aharat.
In that very lake, Garuda had once desired to eat a fish. Fish being, after all, his normal food, although forbidden by the sage Saubari, who was meditating there within the water, Garuda took courage and feeling hungry and says the fish. Yes. You see, this is the different. Yes. When you are sadhak, you understand, when you are performing sadhana, you are not achieving success. You are not siddhas, you are not still you are on the way. You never achieve perfection. You are sadhakas, you are continuing your sadhana. But mood, this is a very dangerous situation. When we are newcomers, when we are new devotees, at that time we are giving respect to everyone and we are always feeling, like that. I am not following so many principles. Everyone is great. They are performing so many sadhanas. But after performing some sadhana and bhajan, friendness comes. Yes. Proudness. This proud, very dangerous. After performing some sadhana and bhajan, I was reading, I was preaching, I am doing like that, no one is doing like that. You understand? Yeah, this is very dangerous position. And what happened? That time, this is our misfortune, we can say. This is our misfortune, we want to compete. We want to compete it. Or compete, how can I say? Compete. We want to compete with siddhas. Pure devotees. Yes, this is our fault. Severe, we can say. Serious fault. Just after performing some bhajan sadhan, mostly you see, once you initiated, just our Harinam and Brahman, everything, once initiation finished, you initiated, immediately you see, one nature is coming. Because I was also from Sari. I know. Once you initiated, immediately you develop another mood. To see others' fault. Before you are so humble, everything, you are giving respect to everyone. Once you initiated, if you are not proper trained by the philosophy, This mood always coming. To see others fall. To see others fall. And third step, another danger is there. After initiation or when you are preaching or you are reading some things or you are doing some extra sadhana and bhajan. Now you are not competed. You are not compete with or you don't want to compete with public or general devotees. Now you want to compete with pure devotees. You want to see the, when sadhana vadana was like you are less, at that time you will see the fault of general devotees. General devotees with public. When new devotees, you are only seeing the fault of public. When you are little matured, like you are now initiated, you are doing some seva, now you want to see the fault of devotees. Okay, when you have some performing some extra sadhana and bhajan, then you want to see the fault of pure devotees. Yes. And this is the most dangerous period for a devotee when he is sadhaka but thinks himself as siddha. He is sadhaka. Sadhaka means he is following rules and regulations. He is performing some seva but he thinks I am perfect. Yes. And you want to compete with pure devotees. And this happens in case of Saugari. You cannot instruct. You understand? Yes. You can't instruct to pure devotees. And this is Vishwanatha Thakur's commentary, yes. What was Saugari's fault? What was Saugari's fault? He was showing. Yes.
Garuda gamatyam karanam aham maam bhukhya iti nivaritam api tasmin parama mahati garude agya pradhanam tad ishta pratikulya cheti saubhari cheta aparadha dvayam tad agya langanam pranihinsanam cheti tad agya langanam pranihinsanam cheti aparadha dvayam garudasya nabhut sakasat iti tejasvi tat iti ge. Garuda is eating fish and Saugari is just protesting. Why you are eating the fish? You just remark the position of Saugari. He was so elevated. He was within the water. When Garuda came and forcefully took one a big fish, like a leader fish. The leader among the fish. He ate. And all small fishes, they become sad, they become morose. And Garuda is, Saugari, he has such a power, such a mystic yoga. He remarked, the fish are now in sorrow mode. You understand? Nowadays you can find some yogis. Within the water, whether fish are in happy or in distress, how can someone know? But he was such a powerful yogi. You understand? That we said, Mahabhuk, you cannot come. You can't come here. Don't eat fish. And Vishwanatha Thakur mentioning, he committed to aparadha simultaneously. What is that first? Yes, that we have to know. Garude agya pradhanam. You cannot give instructions to spiritual master, to pure devotees. Be careful. Yes. You can approach, and if Guru will allow to say, Guru said to you, okay, you want to say something? Yes, yes, I want to say something. Then, but you cannot instruct Guru. Yes, this is aparadha. You cannot instruct to pure devotees. And Saugari, it was Saugari's offense. Why fall down? In old days, he went Mandata. He was alone. Now married to 50 daughter of Mandata and produce 100 from each Mandata's daughter produce 100 son. Yes. Why this mentality can? Why fall down? For that cause. Vishwanatha Thakur will come. Maam bhukhiti nivaritam api iti tasmin parama mahati garude agya pradhanam. Mahati Garuda. What is Garuda's position? Paramahata. He has topmost devotees. One of his topmost devotees, you can't instruct him. You can't instruct him. Nowadays this is a big problem. Yeah? When Gurudev was there, I saw many devotees saying, no, you can't, sir. Yes. Just yes, yes, yes. Always yes, yes, yes. Yes. And this was Kaliya's fault. Sauvari's fault. He was giving instruction, Agya Pradhanam. Order. Mahabhuk, you can't eat fish. Not only that, tad ishta pratikulya cheti. He had desire to eat fish. You cannot create any problem in pure devotee's desire. You can't create any hindrance in pure devotee's desire. Because they have no personal desire. If some desire is coming, that is Krishna's. That is Krishna's. Personal desire means, personal desire. Personal desire, what is personal desire? Eating nicely, sleeping nicely. I want name, fame, prestige, adoration. What more? All over the universe you can find all souls for that thing. Name, fame, prestige, adoration, eating nicely, sleeping nicely, enjoying nicely. Bas. But a pure devotee is free from desire. When some desire is coming, I want to do this thing, this is coming from Krishna. Because he has no other desire. This desire is Krishna's desire. But we are objecting. No, you cannot do this thing, you cannot do this thing, you cannot do this. Then you will be in problem. Indirectly you are complaining. Indirectly you are creating hindrance in Krishna's desire. This offense. So he committed two offenses. Ordering Garuda or instructing Garuda, you can't take fish. And second one, tad ishta pratikulya cheti, you have a desire, he's creating hindrance in his desire, pure desire. You want to eat fish? Yes. So, someone may ask question, it is also Garuda's, it looks like Garuda's fault. Because prani hingsanam, he is killing fish. As eating fish means you are killing fish. And tad agya langanam, some saintly person instructing, like sober instructing, don't do these things, but knowingly, he don't want to care. Then it looks like it's offense, no? Is that offense? Because he is sadhaka, he is siddha. Krishna already sanctioned, Vishnu sanctioned, okay, you can eat fish. Who are you? And here is this thing. Tad angyalanganam prani hingsanam cheti aparadatoyam garudasya na bhut sakasat iti tejasi iti geyam. Why it is not Garuda's offense? Who is killing innocent fishes? Like, looks like prani hingsanam. Creating trouble for other living entities. And he just not following a saintly person giving some instructions. He said, no. He said, Mahatejasi. Yes, I'm going to say, very powerful. Yes. You can say, self-effulgent personalities, empowered by Krishna. And whatever their desire is coming, what they are doing, everything is perfect. If we don't have such vision in Gurus, duty, then forget in this life to see Krishna. Whatever they are doing is perfect. Not perfect. You can't say perfect. 100% perfect. If you say 99%, then you can't see Krishna. You can't return back, but go back to Godhead. No. Forget. Yes. Mahatejasi. They are self-effulgent personalities empowered by Krishna. No need your help. No need your instruction. Yes. In front of sun, you are showing a candle. thousand of candle and lamps. What is his use? Sometimes, you know, people are worshipping through ghee lamp. Out of respect, it does not mean you are giving light to sun. You don't think you are helping if your devotees. Okay, let you give up your seva. You see how Krishna is helping him. You understand? Yeah. Therefore, I was always giving this example. Yeah. A bullock cart. You know, a bullock cart is just going. A dog is under the bullock cart. This is in India. You can't feel. Even now, even Indian guys, they don't know all these things. In local, we know. When a bullock cart is going, his master, you know, bullocks are there. Master's dog, pet dog, he's also following. When sometimes dogs are attacking in other villages, when they are traveling, just carrying some stuffs, when in other villages, other dogs are attacking, just he's going inside the bullock cart. But he is thinking, I am carrying this bullock cart. The dog is carrying the bullock cart. If you ask the dog, hey, why you are under the bullock cart? I am carrying. You are carrying? Just come out from that place. You can see whether this bullock cart is going or not. But he is under this bullock cart. It is false idea. I am carrying. But he is not carrying, rather he is protecting himself under this bullock cart. We are like that. In Guru and Krishna's mission, we are in Guru Krishna's mission, we are protecting ourselves. But don't think if you will be not in as a member or a part of Guru Krishna's mission, it will stop. This dog idea. Many people will come to help you. Many people will come. If you have personal desire, no one will stay with you. If you have desire to please Guru and Krishna, you will send proper man, perfect persons who can help. But this is how can a dog mentality. I am carrying. You are carrying. Come on. See what other dogs are doing. Just come out. Then Maya, you can see how Maya attacking. You are under Guru Krishna, you are under bullock cart means you are working under Guru Krishna's instruction. You are working in Guru Krishna's mission means you are protected. Yes, but don't develop this false idea. And he was like that. Oh, Sauvari. He is doing this thing, so just killing pieces, eating pieces. You cannot instruct him. Okay? We are not powerful. They are Mahatejasi, very powerful personalities. Very powerful. Just accept. When you can say, this is the most auspicious moment in our life. It came when these feelings comes towards a pure devotees. What he had done or what he is doing or what you will do in future. Everything is perfect because he is guided by Krishna and Guru Parampara. Yes. When you develop this vision, this most auspicious moment is now coming to your life. Yes. Now you are no more in darkness. Yes. How about grouping? Yeah, Gurudev is saying grouping in darkness. Grouping. How can I say? Yeah. Like, yes. You know, you understand like in darkness, you are just moving here and there. You are finding. Wandering. Grouping in the dark. Yeah, this word is there. I'm just hearing. Oh, Gurudev. This is Gurudev's one, grouping. You know in your room, this electricity is not there. You have no touch light, no mobile, nothing else. They're grouping. Yes, we are like that. although we are devotees, we are like that. Yes, light is not coming. Light is not coming from Guru and Krishna. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnanam Janas. Therefore, we are praying. Yes. Light is not coming. Yes. So he committed two offenses. In that very luck, Garuda had once desired to eat fish. Fish being, after all, his normal food, although forbidden by this sage Sobari, who was meditating there within this water. You see, this is the difference. He was meditating. But Garuda already achieved perfections. But he's like we are discussing. When you perform a sadhana bhajan, you want to compete with pure devotees. He is meditating. And there within the water, Garuda took courage and feeling hungry, sized the fish. Sukadeva, purport. I think this is there. Yes, Prabhupada mentioning here. You see, everything is in Prabhupada books. This is a direct commentary here in purport. Sukadeva Goswami is now explaining why Garuda could not approach the lake in the Jamuna River. Yes, this is totally Vishwanatha Thakur's commentary. It is the nature of the bird to eat fish, and thus by the arrangement of Lord, the great bird Garuda does not commit any offense by nourishing himself with fish. On the other hand, Sobari Muni forbidden a much greater personality to eat his normal food did constitute an offense. Yes. And according to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Sobari committed two offense. Yeah, you see. You can't understand Prabhupada. Gurudev Dharapurusha, you can't understand Prabhupada. Yes? Before I don't know. Well, I know only pure devotees, but how is pure? How is 100% pure and 100%? Who cannot say 100%? He was fully empowered by Mahaprabhu and Krishna's own man. In 70-year-old, he was just translating all previous acharyas, all literatures and concluding Siddhantas. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Sobari committed two offenses. First, he dared to give an order to supreme exalted souls like Garuda. This was first. And second, he obstructed Garuda from the satisfying his desire. Yes, we are discussing, you see. I don't know. Prabhupada already mentioned in purport. Yes. This thing is Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. And here is. This is Prabhupada. And Gurudev therefore used to say, I want to shut down their mouth. I want to make them mum who is saying A, B, C, D. Today I was preparing one quote Prabhupada saying in one of his lecture. Prabhupada saying, yeah, to know on the difference between body and soul. This is like preliminary study. This is A, B, C, D in spiritual life. Prabhupada saying, this is not advanced knowledge. Prabhupada saying things. But they are saying, Prabhupada said only A, B, C, D. How can you say like that? He was total 100% follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Parampara Acharyas. 100% he was following. You can say. And if someone unable to understand a pure devotees, what is value of his austerity? What is value of his penance? What is value of his knowledge? What is value of his chanting? Everything. He is unable to understand a pure devotees. If you are unable to understand a pure devotees, you can't understand Krishna. Finish. Yes. Krishna. Krishna's own man. Own man. Himself Krishna came with all his mercy. And if you don't understand, I can understand Krishna. Not possible. Yeah, tomorrow we will hear. And how he was committing offense. Oh. So, that is the cause of his fall down. That is cause of his fall down. Why he fall down? Committed offense. Two offense. Yes. Not only two offense, another offense will come. Yes, yes. We don't want. Yes. You finish your spiritual life. Offense towards Kanishta is different. offense towards Madhyam is different, offense towards Uttam is different. When you are offense towards a Uttam Vaishnava, means you are uprooting your devotional seed. Uprooting your devotional seed. Finish. Other offenses are, it is offenses, it will create problem in your bhajan. Even creating problem for conditioned souls. Yes. But when you develop this offensive mentality to a pure devotees, that means you are inviting most dangerous spirit to your life. Yes, this is the conclusion. Hare Krishna, Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Dai Gaur Brahmananda.